Supporters clapped from the gallery as lawmakers pounded their desks in approval after House Speaker Mike Chenault announced the bill had passed.
Committee substitute for House Bill 216, State Affairs, has passed the House.
Sitka Democrat Jonathan Christ Tompkins, HB 216's prime sponsor, said in a House floor speech that even if the bill is largely symbolic, it's still important to honor native languages.
EAC is one of the languages recognized in this bill. The last fluent speaker of EAC passed away 5 short years ago. There are several other languages that are on the brink, have just a handful of fluent speakers left in Alaska.
Christ Tompkins said he hopes to someday learn Tlingit, one of 3 indigenous languages in southeast Alaska. Representative Charisse Millett, an Anchorage Republican and co-sponsor of the legislation, said her only regret in life is that she never asked her Inupiaq grandmother to teach her the language.
She told me stories of fish camps and told me stories of moving from town to town to live a subsistence lifestyle, picking berries, but I never learned the language.
Millett said she hopes recognizing the state's original languages will empower young people to overcome the shame her grandmother and mother felt about being Alaska Native.
To engage in conversation, learn the language that their heritage of their elders, learn the stories of what Alaska was, so they know how to make Alaska a better place.
The legislature's only fluent speaker of an Alaska Native language is Representative Benjamin Nagiak, a Barrow Democrat, who delivered about half of his remarks in Inupiaq.
Una, House Bill 216. Kwarinyak takput, akoktorniak takput, akoktok kugoloiki lipsignun.
Nagiak said the bill acknowledges indigenous languages have been spoken in Alaska since before European contact.
Most of our languages are still alive, and we need to continue to make sure that those languages thrive and survive.
After some Republicans on the House State Affairs Committee received HB 216 skeptically last month, a section was added to clarify that it does not require governments to conduct business in languages other than English, currently the only official state language. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.